More of Southeast Alaska's native history is going online. That's because two new collections have been added to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's photographic archives. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Longtime Juneau photographer Brian Wallace contributed several hundred images documenting some of the history of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood. Wallace made the donation in memory of his late parents, ANB and ANS leaders Dorothy and Amos Wallace. They collected or took some of the photos.
You can just see my mom and dad as, you know, young men and women, and my grandparents. Photos from the dedication of the Brotherhood Bridge, groundbreaking for the current Alaska Native Brotherhood building. There's so many, you know, but I just love seeing the photos of my mom and dad and my aunts and uncles as young men in their 50s, and Walter Soboloff when he was just a young man of 70.
The more recent images in the collection include Brotherhood and Sisterhood meetings and events taken by the younger Wallace. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute also recently purchased a set of historic images from the 1880s to the 1940s. Archivist Zachary Jones says they came from Alaska Heritage Bookshop owner Dick Wood of Juneau.
They're pretty significant to the Tlingit and Haida SMCN people because they document certain aspects of culture that are rarely captured in photographs. And there's one that shows traditional regalia displayed alongside American military uniforms. There is one particularly nice view of a Haida village taken in 1883 that shows a church bell. It demonstrates how Christianity was meeting with traditional culture in a rather interesting, perhaps complex way.
The new collections join other digital images that include historical scenes and more recent events. They include black and white and color photos depicting village life, potlatches, and cultural festivals.
We do this to document and sort of help people understand their history, because understanding their history and heritage helps people understand who they are and the heritage they come from.
Other photos in the Institute's archives come from architect Lynn Forrest, authors Richard and Nora Marks Downhauer, and even some stereo images bought on eBay. Juneau photographer Brian Wallace says he's particularly happy to contribute to the collection.
The digital age is really opening up doors for getting a second life for a lot of these images. Rather than sit away in some drawer and turn yellow and fade away, I'm glad that Sea Alaska Heritage Institute will take these and take care of them and make them available for historians.
The photographic archive can be viewed online through the Institute's website, www.SeaAlaskaHeritage.org. It's also available on Google's Picasso website under the Sea Alaska Heritage Gallery. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.